Thousands of Salt Lake Valley residents will be celebrating Independence Day tomorrow, but they won't be able to catch a bus or train to get around. The Utah Transit Authority is taking the day off. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Annalisa Holcomb is the chair of the Sugar House Chamber of Commerce. She says the 15th annual 4th of July Arts Festival and Fireworks Show draws huge crowds to the heart of the business district. UTA buses and light rail could help cut down on traffic and parking congestion if they were operating.
Well, we are disappointed that the trolley will not be open that day because we do think that the S line being open on the 4th of July would be a really terrific time to feature that great new access into Sugar House from the tracks line.
Remy Barron is a spokesman for the Utah Transit Authority. He says it's difficult to compare UTA's operating schedule with that of other transit systems throughout the country.
Well, our system has been historically different than some of the others in the rest of the country, where it's commuter-heavy, student-heavy, as far as our ridership goes. And those people just aren't using our system on the 4th.
Deb Henry is the chair of the Transportation Committee of the Sugar House Community Council. She says UTA has responded favorably to their request for at least limited future operations on the holiday.
I think that they kind of need to dive in and start really trying to expose as many different populations to public transit.
Henry points to special bus or track service for BYU and University of Utah football games as an example of how UTA has modified operating schedules to meet demands. Bob Nelson, KUER News.